Hare Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Goraye Pushpavanto Sito Shando Tamonudo Jaya Jaya Nityananda Saranaravinda Janahoite Paino Siradha Govinda Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda Jana Hoite Paino Siradha Govinda Joya Joya Nityananda Charanaravinda Te paino Shiradha Govinda. Jaya Jaya. All glories to Nityananda of Lord Nityananda. Saranaravinda. The lotus feet. Yanha hoite. From whom? Painu. I got. Sri Radha Govinda. The shelter of Sri Radha and Govinda. Translation. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me, so that I will forget all material desires?" Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha Krishna. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charana Ravinda Janha Hoite Paino Sri Radha Govinda. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. So, here in this verse, we hear a little bit about the glories of Lord Nityananda, who has helped Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, to attain the dust of the service of Sri Radha Govinda. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains a few verses later a little bit about Sri, about Krishna or Govinda in a very famous verse which I also desire to read this morning. For those of you who translate, it is text 224 in the same book. It's a very famous verse. It's actually describing the great opportunity of service to Sri Sri Radha Govinda in a poetically very interesting way. It is a warning, this verse. It is a warning to all of you. you will find it a little shocking. Smeraṁ bhaṅgītāya paricham sāchi viṣṭirna drishtim vāṅsī nyastārara kishalayam ujvalam chandrakena govindākyam haritanum itakeshi tirto pakante ma prakshitash tavayadi sakabandhu sanges stirangaha. Danga means attachment. Translation. My dear friend, if you are indeed attached to your worldly friends, do not look at the smiling face of Lord Govinda as he stands on the bank of the Jamuna at Keshighat. Casting sidelong glances, he places his flute to his lips, which seem like newly blossomed twigs. His transcendental body, bending in three places, appears very bright in the moonlight. Srila Prabhupada purports, or writes the purport. This is a verse quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1 to 239, in connection with practical devotional service. Generally, people in their conditioned life engage in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love. This so-called love is lust, not love. But people are satisfied with such a false understanding of love. Vidyapati, a great and learned poet of Mithila, has said that the pleasure derived from friendship, society, and family life in the material world is like a drop of water, but our hearts desires pleasure like an ocean. Thus the heart is compared to a desert of material existence that requires the water of an ocean of pleasure to satisfy its dryness. If there is a drop of water in the desert, one may indeed say that it is water, but such a minute quantity of water has no value. Similarly, in this material world, no one is satisfied in the dealings of society, friendship, and love. Therefore, if one wants to derive real pleasure within his heart, he must seek the lotus feet of Govinda. In this verse, Rupa Goswami indicates that if one wants to be satisfied in the pleasure of society, friendship, and love, he need not seek shelter at the lotus feet of Govinda. For if one takes shelter under his lotus feet, he will forget that minute quantity of so-called pleasure. One who is not satisfied with that so-called pleasure may seek the lotus feet of Govinda, who stands on the shore of the Yamuna at Keshitirtha or Keshighat in Vrindavan and attracts all the gopis to his transcendental loving service. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Radha Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In this text this morning, we are getting to know a very profound truth of spiritual life. As we will see a little later, spiritual life is actually an intervention, eine Intervention, eine Unterbrechung of the usual life in this material world. And this intervention, this divine intervention, whereby which a conditioned soul becomes again connected with the Lord in loving devotional service, is only possible by a transcendental energy called Kripa Shakti, or the mercy of the Lord. In the Upanishads, we hear a shloka which says that not by learned discussions, nor by tapasya, that means taking on different austerities, nor by even the study of the Vedas can the Supreme Lord be attained. Only if he, by someone who he himself has given the mercy, can Krishna be obtained. So today we have the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, and to understand Lord Nityananda is celebrated in our tradition as the one who gives this mercy freely without considering our disqualifications. Let us be very honest with ourselves and for a while allow ourselves an introspection into our mind. And if we do so, unbewildered and by false ego, we will come to understand that we are not very qualified. Our qualifications to even approach the transcendence are practically null. You will find in the many prayers of the Vaishnava Acharyas how they honestly, in honest self-assessment, Selbstbeurteilung, come to the conclusion that they that there is a lacking, there's a lacking of determination, there's a lacking of purity, there is a lacking of even a good character, of an undisturbed mind. It's not very, very, very glorious of our qualities. So Lord Nityananda, as we will see, does not look upon all these disqualifications. And but before we can really talk about him, we have to go a little bit into the tattva of Lord Nityananda. Let us hear something about this supremely merciful Sisirala Madan Mohana Ki Jai. Let us hear something, Hare Krishna, about this supremely merciful incarnation of the Supreme. And then, you know, let us understand why he is so merciful and why exactly it is so important that we have a relationship to Lord Nityananda. When I first heard about Nityananda, I was not so aware how important he is in my own spiritual life. I do not know how you personally are aware of Lord Nityananda. You come to Nityananda's appearance day and you know he is has appeared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But see, the whole art of Krishna consciousness is to relate a subject to one's own life as to become a benefiter, not sneezer. And jemand das Vorteil davon hat. This is so therefore we need to hear a little bit about Nityananda. I have to put this instrument again for a while. It's a very, very relishable subject we will now go to. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is no one else than Balaram. Lord Balaram is the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, just like Lord Balaram is the elder, as an elder brother, takes care of his younger brother Krishna, Lord Nityananda also takes care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, Krishna actually appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to deliver the fallen souls of this world, and Lord Nityananda comes along with him. Very, very sorry, but because we want to go deep into the subject, you have to just give me a fraction of your patience. I just have not found all the references here. Ah, here it is. Shristyadika seva tandra agyara palana sesha rupe kore krishnera vividha sevan. This is a verse from the Adi Lila chapter 5, text 10. It is said what Lord Balaram does. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation, and in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Krishna in various ways. Purport. According to expert opinion, Balaram, as the chief of the original quadruple forms, is also the original Sankarshan. Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms. So when Balaram, the brother of Krishna, is there, his first expansion, which comes from him, is Mahasankarshan. The second expansion is Karana Dakshayi Vishnu. The third expansion is Garbo Dakashayi Vishnu. And the fourth expansion is Chiro Dakashayi Vishnu. Now, for those of you who hear all these Sanskrit words for the first time, these are the different forms of Vishnu who take care of the Shyamananda, schon wieder schläfst du, das ist doch wirklich skandalös, selbst Anijana, bitte, also wirklich, die Tradition muss leben, schlafen, schlafen, schlafen bei Lectures. So these different forms of Vishnu, which we have heard, are all helping in the manifestation of the material universe in some way or another. They expand from Lord Balaram. Then there's a second, there's an expansion in the second category, which is called Shesha. Shesha, the first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestation, and Shesha is responsible for personal service. Shesha is called Ananta or unlimited because he assists the personality of Godhead in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of service. So there is Balaram, the supreme servitor of Godhead, who on one side manifests the whole material cosmos, on the other side helps the service of the supreme Lord. Especially he serves him in 10 different ways, which I explained in the text 123 of the same chapter. He serves Lord Krishna assuming the following forms: an umbrella, so that the sun doesn't disturb the Lord, slippers, bedding, a pillow, garments, a resting chair, residence, a sacred thread, and throne. So these are 9 ways in which the Lord is served by Lord, by Shesha. So Balaram has 2 expansions. One is ruling the universe, the other is serving the Lord. When he comes with in Kali Yuga as the brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he also serves the Lord basically in 3 ways. One is as a friend. Just like Balaram was sometimes engaging with Lord Krishna in bullfight, you know, they would cover themselves with blankets and go like this, and then they would fight like bulls. The exact same way, Lord Nityananda serviced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very friendly, unconventional way. And just like Krishna sometimes served his brother Balaram by massaging his lotus feet, also Nityananda Prabhu is sometimes served in a very friendly way by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second way in which Lord Balaram serves Krishna is as a guru, as an advisor. He's, after all, the older brother. In the same way, Lord Nityananda was sometimes serving his Lord as a guru, as an advisor. He was arranging, for instance, the Lord's journeys. He was counseling him in different confidential affairs. When it came, for instance, to the time when Lord Chaitanya left the earthly planet, he took Lord Nityananda and had very confidential talks with him, and afterwards decided to go and leave the world. And Lord Nityananda serves as a perfect servant. In these 3 functions, the Lord Nityananda is related with the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us continue. Lord Nityananda, or let us say Lord Balaram, of course, appears always with the Supreme Lord. For instance, he appeared as Lakshman, the brother of Lord Ramachandra, when it was time for the incarnation of Lord Rama. At that time, Lakshman had to see many things which he didn't like. For instance, he didn't like that Lord Ramachandra was banished and accepted this banishment, Dipa Banung, and walked into the forest. He didn't like it at all. When he heard that Lord Rama was actually sent in the forest on the day of his coronation, he was ready to take his bow and annihilate the whole universe as Lakshman. But Rama said, no, keep your temper, don't act in an abrupt and harsh way. Then, when Lord Ramachandra came to the end of his pastimes on this earth, he sent Mother Sita away, and he did so by asking Lakshman to drive the chariot which brought Mother Sita into the forest. And Lakshman didn't like that at all. He just was crying bitter tears. And he said, whenever, after this, he made a vow, whenever it's a time for a new incarnation, and I have to again come with my Lord, then I will be the older brother, and not the younger brother, and I will tell him what to do, and not accept what he tells me. So this is a very secret, confidential understanding which is revealed by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's why Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, sometimes acts in a way which is very, very difficult for us to understand. He doesn't accept anyone's correction. He is funny. He jokes. He's an avaduta, totally unconcerned with the affairs of the world. And that's why he sometimes is not properly understood. Lord Nityananda, when he appeared, was behaving in a very extraordinary way. For instance, he would come galloping on a bull, on a white bull. The Lord would sometimes also in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, forget all social convention and start dancing so wildly that his garments loosened up so much that they fell from his transcendental body. Sometimes he would run into the Ganga and swim with the crocodiles, unafraid of their crocodile natures. And he was always dressed in a very nice way. The Udaran Datta, for instance, from the mercantile community, and other great devotees of Lord Nityananda, always gave him the most exquisite of clothes. He was always dressed in a blue silk, flowing silk, had a turban. He whirled around his hand a red iron stick. He had golden earrings. He looked extremely beautiful. That anyone who saw him just was rooted to the ground in sheer disbelief. He looked just so wonderful. So this is when the Supreme Lord appears amongst the humans. He appears so with the full opulences of the Supreme. But because in this avatar, as Chaitanya Nityananda, they are described to be chana or covered. Also, sometimes it so happened that people did not know the glories of Lord Nityananda. And there is a telling pastime about this in the fifth chapter of Adi Lila, which tells us something about the importance of Lord Nityananda and about the grave mistake if we are not totally Nityananda conscious. So this Lila will be told now. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami lived in his house in a village, and every so often great saints would visit his village. One time, the great devotee of Lord Nityananda, Miniketama Ram, came. and he was sitting down in the courtyard, totally overwhelmed with the love of the Lord. And tears were coming out of his eyes. He also had a train, so people came and looked at him, and when they saw his divine symptoms of ecstasy, they immediately became infected and also began to cry. And Minikatam and offered him obeisances. And Minikatam sometimes would climb on their shoulders and touch their heads with a flute. He had a flute. And then they would receiving pure love of Godhead. So while this was going on, the pujari passed by. I do not know if you have also observed, sometimes pujaris are a little strict, isn't it? Huh? Have you observed this? Sometimes, you know, always the seekers just proper, a devotee is just proper, like a Chaitanya Chanda devotee, you know, everything paka. Not here on the farm, or our farm, pujaris are ecstasy pujaris, but sometimes we see other kinds of pujaris. So this Gunanava Mishra was not totally enlightened in Krishna consciousness, and he did not, he thought, what is this Minikatam Ram? He just walked by again, such a devotee of Nityananda. Yes, we know Nityananda. He is special. And he did show respect to which highly disturbed Minikatan Ram, because he could not tolerate that his Lord Nityananda was not respected in a way. Now, Minikandam Ram nevertheless had a kirtan festival in the house. All the devotees were just dancing and chanting in ecstasy. But at the end of the kirtan festival, when he said, when he took his leave, at that time he spoke with a brother, elder brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And also this elder brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami had no understanding of the glories of Lord Nityananda. See, Nityananda is a very, very special personality. Even at the time when he appeared, he was not always understood. And therefore, Minikatam felt so much distress in his heart that he just broke his flute. This, how can he not respect the Lord of the most merciful? What is wrong with him? So Krishnadas Kaviraj saw this, and he felt also the cloud of sorrow covering his heart, and he went to his older brother and told him, I can't understand you. If you accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but not Nityananda, this is like the half-hen logic. You know the half-hen logic? The farmer thinks, the foolish farmer thinks, well, the head of the hen is very expensive. It is I just have to pay money to feed this hen all the time. But the back part, very good. Because from there, every day comes a golden egg. You know, this is... So, let us be economical. Kosteneinsparung. Wirtschaftlichkeitsrechnung. And cut the head of the hen. Then we only have the good back part. So if someone just wants Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but has no relationship to Nityananda, this is compared to be the half-hand logic. This is the argument of Krishnadas Kaviraj. It won't work. Your spiritual life, Krishnadas Kaviraj told his brother very bluntly, your spiritual life will not go very far. In fact, I can already see you will have a serious downfall. Serious failure in your spiritual life. And this is precisely what happened. The brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, due to his disrespect towards Nityananda, had a grave, grave accident in his spiritual life. So in that same night, Lord Nityananda appeared to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He appeared in a most amazing, beautiful form, and I want to read this to you so that you know how he looks like. And he gave the blessing to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. At first, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami did not want to write about this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He felt, oh, this is not fit to be revealed because it is so confidential. And you know, he was an author of a book which would become the authoritative book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, he felt like, I shouldn't write about my personal experience with Nityananda. This is just too confidential. But then he said, anyways, I'm just going to tell it now. And then he writes about this. In the village of Jamatapur, which is near Naihati, Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and he then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. He had a glossy blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. He looked like the god of love. He wore golden earrings on his ears and golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp, and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a maddened elephant. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. You know pomegranate seeds? They look white, but then they are surrounded by a reddish little fruit. You know, the fruit is reddish, so they look very beautiful. So this is how the teeth of Lord Nityananda looked, because he was chewing betel. That's a nut which gives a reddish color in the mouth. And his body moved to and fro, right and left, for he was absorbed in ecstasy. He chanted, Krishna, Krishna, in a deep voice. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. His devotees, dressed like cowherd boys, surrounded his feet like so many bees and also chanted, Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in ecstatic love. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Thus I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda Swarup. His wonderful form, qualities and pastimes are all transcendental. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. Oh, my dear Krishnadas, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. After saying this, he directed me towards Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke, and when I regained consciousness, I saw that morning had come. So it is then described how Krishna Das actually he goes to Vrindavan and there finally attains the shelter of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, the deities in Vrindavan who sit on a flower throne in the yoga peat, surrounded by the Ashtashakis, by the eight gopis. So this is really always what happens to someone who obtains the mercy of Lord Nityananda. The quality of that mercy is that it liberates the recipient, the Nimfenga, by from the bonds which keep him from full surrender, which keep him bound in this world. Nityananda's mercy cuts those bonds. We have another example in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Raghunath is delivered by Lord Nityananda's mercy from the chain, the hard iron chain of material attachments, and is brought to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna. Lord Nityananda is, there is a reason why he is so merciful. Lord Nityananda is himself totally overwhelmed in the ecstasy of love. And love does not know any bounds. It does not look if someone is qualified or disqualified. Just consider a loving father or a loving mother. She takes her little boy on the lap and the boy freely urinates and passes stool. But the mother doesn't just throw him away or kick him out, but she's quite pleased, you know, don't do this, you know, but she remains still with affection towards her son, although he is so unmannerly, he's not well behaved at all. So, because she is filled with love. In the same way, Lord Nitai is Nityananda, has so much compassion for the fallen conditioned souls that anyone who just even chants the name Gaura, 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 yes, he will give such a person the mercy because he feels, oh, he's chanting, after all, he's chanting the name of Gauranga, who is my all, who is my prana, my life air. Therefore, let me give him the mercy and let me help him cut the material attachments which keep this person bound to the material energy. See, as we, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the process of Krishna consciousness. He said, if you want to remain still attached in the family life or the material society, then don't make the mistake the look on Govinda. This is deadly for someone who wants to remain attached. I remember once having a preaching program. It was in, just remember where it was. Yes, in Göttingen. Göttingen is a good place, by the way, for the bus program to go to when art festival which is advertised all over Europe. So we also were there. We had the best spot, actually. Everyone had to pass by, and we did kirtan and distributed papadams freshly made from the street in the hands of the people, and distributed books and invited them to chant along with us. So Bhakti Bhushan Swami, I don't know if you know this glorious Vaishnava. We took turns. Sometimes he preached, sometimes other Vaishnavas preached. This way, between the Harinams, we had our lectures. So Bhakti Bhushan Swami, he just went like this. Go! Go! You know, there was many people were around. Just go! No, I'm your friend. I'm telling you in good conscience, with your best interest. Go! Why don't you go? Go! You know, more people were coming. It was so nice. I was just thinking, oh no, what is he doing? He on that day was very mercifully towards the condition, so that they were all coming, and I was just wondering if they are coming. And then someone said, why do you say he should go? We want to hear what you... And it's like this. If you hear, I will now speak something about Krishna. If you hear this, you might end up like me. You might also give up all this nonsense of material life and become a devotee. Let us face it. We are in these material bodies. The bodies, we can expect four things. The one thing we have already, the birth. We will become old. We will get diseases. You won't believe it. I never ever thought I would have to take such a disturbing instrument in order to read. And we will die. Even our Jagannath has written a letter to me just on the way back from the Zurich festival, I believe. They had a terrible accident on the road, and one devotee left his body. Is this Christian, Bhakta Christian? He just, you know, Jagannath said it really made a change in my life. I understood why you always tell me not to tell Prajalpa. And I had a realization. They were speaking about Krishna just before the accident happened. A Bhagavad Gita reading was going on in the car. And he had that... He is a young man of today, you know, from Copenhagen, the town of the fools. I'm saying this because it's so much, there are so much after sense gratification. I don't want to be polemic, but if you go to the Copenhagen, it will be difficult for you to rise early in the morning because it's so tamasic, and it's like chains. It's not that some little mode of ignorance, you know, it's really thick, like lead, so thick we bly. So he had the realization, oh, really only for a short time, it could happen any minute. So this is what we can face with our bodies. With our minds, well, doesn't also look so good, folks. We will have illusions. We will feel the powerful influence of lust and greed and envy, illusion, as we said, madness. It's not that it is a very, very good existence in this material world.
the body and the mind are totally influenced. We are not free, but we are ruled over. So this precisely is Lord Nityananda's message to the fallen conditioned souls. He says, my dear conditioned souls, I don't understand. Why are you running after this false happiness in this material world, which is always mixed with suffering? I shall give you pure love of Godhead. Why don't you come? Why don't you take it? So in order to take the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we need to make some homework. See, if you preach to a person about the necessity of renunciation, he first becomes shocked. Yesterday I did talk, I preached to one quite well-known film regisseur. I don't know if this is exactly a regisseur, is that an English word? The film director in Munich. And he always said, yes, Sachinanda Swami, I believe when you talk about the miseries of material existence, this means you talk about Germany. No doubt. But see, I have built a house in the Bahamas. It's better in the Bahamas. So just yesterday he came totally shocked. What did you say? You told me there are three kinds of miseries, isn't it? And one comes by the body, you said. The other, I remember this very much, first body and mind, then other living entities, and then natural catastrophe. You know what has happened? Many people just came into my beautiful house in the Bahamas, and they violently robbed us. They bound us on beds. They were threatening to kill us with knives. I was so shocked. They did the most outrageous things. I won't tell you what they did because it's a confidence. He said it in confidence. But they did so terrible things. I mean, you can't believe what these people did to them. If you read a little bit about the war in Yugoslavia, then you can get some imagination. And I was, I cannot go back to the Bahamas any longer. My illusions are destroyed. Thank you very, very much. So, we have to do some homework to really pray for the mercy. You cannot pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda if at the same time you pray for material pleasures. It's like you cannot light a fire and pour water on it. It is contradictory. It is mutually something exclusive. Mutually exclusive. So, Lord Nityananda, but don't be afraid. Lord Nityananda will help you by conferring to you the higher taste. Lord Nityananda doesn't take a sword to cut the chain of illusion. Lord Nityananda gives a higher taste which is readily available to all. Now in concluding, I want to tell a little about the extraordinary leelas of Lord Nityananda. Of course, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the village of Ekachakra. Today we might be able to see some photos, some slide presentation of Ekachakra. Yes, you will be able to see Ekachakra where Lord Nityananda appeared today on slides in the evening. Ekachakra is mentioned in the Mahabharata. It is a village where the Pandavas stayed when they were in Ajnatavas. Ajnatavas means when they were not visible, or they're in hiding, so to say. And with Lord Nityananda, there appeared the Dvarasha Gopalas. These are the 12 cowherd boys. Now, in the who came to assist them, there's a very nice story which yesterday I told in in Munich, and I think you all will like it very, very much. It was when Krishna and Balaram played with the cowherd boys hide and seek. I don't know if you know this very nice games, our children. You know? Ramdas knows. You just hide yourself somewhere, very good, and then you wait until the party who is searching for you finds you. So in the midst of the Leela, Krishna and Balaram decided to appear in the material world and deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And they took their associates with them, but forgot Sridham, who was staying in a bush, wondering what was happening, you know, was waiting and waiting, and no one was coming and finding him. He was getting a little angry. So down on the earth, Sridham is one of his very good friends. He just thought, where is Sridham? Oh no, we forgot him. He's still in some bush. And then he went back to the spiritual world, but in his form as Nitai, not as Balaram. He said, Sridham! Sridham! Sridham was, he said, he was saying, I'm not going to, you know, come if anyone calls for me. I'm just hiding here. And finally, he just lifted his head out of the bush. He looked very frustrated and angry. I'm lost. They left me. And then Nityananda said, Sridham, come on. Sorry we left you, but now come. We are in the Sankirtan Leela now. We need you. Who are you? Said Sridham. You don't look... Well, I'm Balaram, he said. Don't you recognize me? You don't look like Balaram. Where is your plow? Fluke. And you look just totally different. But I'm Balaram, now come on. I have appeared as Nityananda. You know all this. Why do you ask this? Well, if you are really Balaram, let's test you. See, Balaram is the fastest runner. So Sridham said, well, I will run and you will try to catch me. All right? And if you can catch me, I believe it. But if you don't make the test... So he started running like fire. Nityananda immediately grabbed him and they were falling on the floor in the dust of Vraj, laughing. And then they appeared in the material world. Sridham appeared as Abhiram, who still maintained his somewhat angry disposition. So when they were in the transcendental dham, Ekachakra dham, Lord Nityananda was behaving just like a playful young boy who all the time enacted the divine pastimes of the Lord. One time he played Lakshman, who was struck by an arrow of Indrajit, the demon son of Ravana. So Mother Padmavati, his mother, came and called Nityananda to take his breakfast, but he was not moving. Nitai, come on, eat. But Nityananda was all white in the face. He was Lakshman, in the ecstasy of Lakshman. They brought a doctor. What has happened with our Nitai?
the whole village came. Nitai is dead. While playing, he left his body. They were all crying. The friends were there crying, Nitai, Nitai. Until one very clever Vaishnava said, well, he's Lakshman. He is hidden by the arrow of Indrajit. We have to now, Hanuman has to now bring the mountain with the Sanjeevani herb, which brings back life. So one boy, dressed up like Hanuman, he came with an imitation mountain, and as soon as the herb came into the vicinity of Nityananda, he arose and said, "You saved my life." This is how Nityananda played. A little later, one day, a mysterious sannyasi appeared in the village. And he went to Hadaya Oja, the father of Nityananda. And for the whole night, the two of them lost themselves in Krishna Katha. They wouldn't sleep. In the morning, the sannyasi said, "I have to go now." "Oh," said Hadaya Oja, "don't go. You have such a nice association we had." "No, I have to go now." "Well, if you have to go, then you have enriched my life so much. You can have everything from me which you want. Take some gift, please. Don't go without accepting a present." Sannyasi said, "You give me everything?" "Yes," said Hadaya Oja, "everything, because you have given me Krishna. That is everything. I'm prepared to give you everything. Then give me Nitai." Nitai? He felt unconscious. Then he rose. "Nitai?" Then he rose. It happened a few times. Then finally he said, "Well, I promised it." And then Nitai left the village with the sannyasi. And Hadaya Oja just was standing, looking in the direction of Nitai. For a few days they came, the villagers came, "Hadaya, eat something." "Nitai?" he said like this. "Eat something. Now go to bed, sleep. You have not washed yourself and you have not done your puja." "Nitai?" And then one day he just crashed and left the body. So much love for Nityananda. Actually, long time after Nityananda had left the planet, Janava Mata, who is the eternal consort of the Lord, came with a party of devotees to Ekachakragram, the village. And there they saw an old man slurping down the road, you know. He always said, "Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda." And then the Vaishnavas stopped. "Why are you always saying Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda? Why did Hadaya Oja give Nitai to the sannyasi?" said the old Vaishnava. "He could have given one of our sons. Why Nityananda, who was the life of the whole village?" He went, "Nityananda, Nityananda, Nityananda." You can imagine, so much love for Lord Nityananda, this old gentleman had. He just sustained his prana, his life energy, by the holy name of Nityananda. This is how he kept on living, day and night. So, there's not much known about this sannyasi. All we can assume is that he came under the guidance of the Lila Shakti of the Lord to do this particular service. To take Nityananda from Ekachakragram. Nityananda Mahaprabhu went to all the holy places, Kanyakumari, Rameshwara. he appeared to Lakshmipati, the spiritual master of Madhavendrapuri, Lakshmipati, just before leaving his body, saw Lord Nityananda, and this is how he became a devotee of Lord Nityananda. And he was traveling, more or less. He met Madhavendrapuri. Then one day he had a vision, and I will end with this vision because it is very important for us. He saw that the Lord of his heart, Lord Gauranga, had appeared in Navadvip. A special spiritually, a special island in this world created by Srimati Radharani personally, so that from there love of Godhead can be spread in Kali Yuga. He saw the Lord, and immediately he left all his traveling. He went to Navadvip, into the house of one devotee called Nandan Acharya. That day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a dream. He saw a most powerful personality on a chariot drawn by four celestial horses with a flag which holds the palm leaf, just like Lord Balaram. And his personality stopped before the house. A host of demigods were singing his glories. He looked extremely handsome and strong. It was Lord Balaram himself. And he called, "Is this the house of my brother?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out of the house, irresistibly drawn by this charming personality. "Ha, ha, ha," said Lord Balaram in a funny voice. "This is the house of my brother. I have come to my brother." The next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Nityananda, who is none else than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had actually appeared in had come to Navadvip, and he told all his devotees, "Go and find my brother." So they all went and looked everywhere, couldn't find anyone new to the village. Then they came back in the evening, told, "We couldn't find your brother. Who is he?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I will find my brother." And this is a very esoteric meaning. You cannot obtain the mercy of Nityananda without the mercy of Chaitanya. You cannot attain the mercy of Chaitanya without the mercy of Nityananda. So no one can find Nityananda without that guidance. So Mahaprabhu took all the devotees. And then they came to the courtyard of Nandan Acharya. There was this great personality, madly intoxicated with the love of God, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Nityananda was dressed like an avaduta, a person unconcerned with the affairs of the world. He was waving, chanting Krishna, Krishna all the time. And then Mahaprabhu saw him, and he recognized, "He is Balaram, my eternal brother." And Krishna, no one really dares to describe what took place then. It was a most ecstatic meeting, and there are no really elaborate descriptions. It's only said they had a huge kirtan. Because it's just too ecstatic. The writers couldn't write it down. So we didn't even try. And then, after that glorious reunion, so to say, they went on a kirtan throughout Navadvip. And that's when the first time the people of Navadvip saw the divine brothers. And it's described, they all paid their obeisances. Watch! Sorry, not like that. Dandavat. And they couldn't rise from all this ecstasy which was created. So, this is, my dear audience, a very special day in your life. We should somehow get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, and we will do so by chanting the name of Gaura, Gauranga, that's the key, so to say. Just like you have maybe a computer, huh? And then you have to press a certain combination of letters, and then you enter into a very a conference. Exactly how it works, I can't tell you, but you can ask our computer experts like Priya Banu knows everything, and you get access to a realm which is not known to you. So in the same way, Nityananda is really the key, Nityananda, the key to press to get access to the divine realm of Krishna consciousness. It is a great secret, because not even at Nityananda Mahaprabhu's time this was known. But from the way he acted, we know that this is really a fact, because he delivered even the most fallen like Jagai and Madai, who were so sinful that we can't even imagine what they did. A little while ago, well, I don't want to go to extremes. I mean, they did so extreme things. I mean, so nasty, so perverse. But still, Nityananda delivered them, because he just doesn't make any discrimination. He is so merciful to the poor souls. So, Hare Krishna, this is all about this morning's lecture. I hope you have all understood a little bit more about Nityananda, who appears as the one who manifests the cosmos. That's also a mercy, so to say. We can reform our perverted mentality to enjoy with separately from Krishna. If we take the lesson of Nityananda, that means we understand this world is not our original home, that he does. And he also does personal service and attracts us by this. So, Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding these subjects? How did Lord Nityananda leave the planet? Do you remember? I think his name came. Yeah, I heard like Lord Balaram. That means a snake manifested, a divine Anantashesha, white snake, and in this way he went back to the spiritual world. Lakshman left in the same way also. He sat down on the ocean, meditated, and all of a sudden Anantashesh came, took him. And this is how Lord Balaram left. They all leave like this, in a very divine way, because this is manifests from the what we heard. But it is not often discussed, because in Vaishnav's Siddhanta, we do not discuss the disappearance of the day. Tomorrow I will try to lecture on this very interesting subject of how to make the Lord appear actually. There is knowledge given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's a very interesting subject. You will be all amazed, totally astonished. It's a very interesting subject matter. Yeah.
You mentioned Lord Balaram's service to serve the Lord. We know also sometimes the spiritual masters refer to as the Supreme Personality of Service of Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak a little bit about this relationship between the spiritual master and Lord Balaram?
Yeah, I understand. This is a very nice question which you are raising. I want to repeat it again for posterity. Posterity. That means for the tapes. Lord Balaram, or Nityananda, is addressed as the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. The spiritual master also is addressed like that. Is there a relationship? Yes, there is a relationship. The relationship is like this. We always need an intermediator, ein Vermittler. When we want to approach a superior personality, we very much now want to meet Michael Jackson and convince him to make a Hare Krishna hit song. But it's not so easy. You have to find someone who is close to him, and then it works. Because these people have so much to do, and the whole world practically wants to see them, so they, you need a recommendation. Then they. So in the same way, Krishna is approached through a confidential servitor of his. This is expressed in the Adi Puran, where Lord Krishna personally tells Arjuna, he who says he is my devotee is not really my devotee. Only he who refers to himself, who says, I'm the devotee of a devotee, who he is my devotee. This is how a devotee is seen. So, who should be the intermediate between us and the Supreme Lord? It is a dear servant of the Lord. It's called in Sanskrit Mukunda Preshta. One thinks about his spiritual master as Mukunda Preshta, someone who is dear to Mukunda, dear to Krishna. And he will engage us in service. The spiritual master will engage a disciple in his own service to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he thanked his disciples by saying, you all are sent by my spiritual master to help me serve Krishna. You follow? He was saying, you are all representatives, he even said, of my own Guru Maharaj, because you help. So this is the servitor. He has nothing else in the mind than the service to his Lord. The spiritual master will engage us in the service of Krishna. And we will try to help him hands and foot, so that he can do his service. And in this way, we will be also engaged in the service of Krishna. So, therefore, the spiritual master is seen as a representative of Balaram or Nityananda. He's seen like this because we know him to be no one else than the one who engages us in the service of the Lord. This is his only interest. Are there other questions? Jagannath? Jagannath wants to know about the preaching program which we referred to yesterday, which will have consequences for the whole preaching in Germany. Well, it is like this. I will start in a different way. We have to somehow engage the learned circles of society and also the influential circles of society to reach people. And when we meet so-called famous people and well-positioned people in society and can just influence them in Krishna consciousness, then they can, with one word, spread more Krishna consciousness, or spread Krishna consciousness to more people than we will ever be able to do. Warte noch, eine Sekunde. So let me just finish the lecture in one sentence, you know, otherwise it's too dramatic. So Lord Nityananda has made a special arrangement, as we said. Lord Nityananda's mercy is that we lose the attachment to this world. So it has happened. Who of you, maybe Arjun, yeah, will explain what we can, how we have to act now. It's not something dramatic, it is something practical. Lord Nityananda has made such a nice arrangement. Let us take it as a mercy. Sisi Gaura Nitai Ki Jai, Nityananda Sapiens Dei Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bom.